It's not just boring, it's the fact that I can't get interested because they all tell the same tale and then I end up refuting what they said in the first place and not acting on it.
Yeah, I've got no problems, but I'm worried about the economy, but I don't watch Channel 7 or Channel 5 anymore or Win because I think that they just pick what they want, you know, what's going to be popular for people to hear, and that's what they put on, and the rest of it's garbage, I think. So
I tend to get most of my information, I guess, from what I read in The Age, the Tim Colbatch and people like that. At times, perhaps the politicians really don't talk a lot about the economy, and so sometimes there is a bit of a vacuum. But yeah, it's probably something we're not getting probably an accurate picture of sometimes as to how the economy is travelling, whether the mining boom's over, you know, some of that impact that it might have in the future.
Do you think the information's explained clearly enough a lot of the time, or is it lost on everyone?
I think it probably is lost. I think once the word economist comes out and the economy, people sometimes tend not to listen, and I think there's a lot of, obviously we're all interested in our own wealth and how we're going and jobs and things like that, but probably the bigger picture economy gets it isn't explained well to people and it is harder to understand, I think.
I look at it from my circumstances mainly, but the thing with me is I know the economy is sort of not just sprouts from government, it also comes from overseas influences, overseas economies, commerce, and a whole heap of lies from a whole heap of people, to be honest with you.
I think it is important to have a global view of the economy, because we're all, everyone's cogs of that, and we can't have sort of one industry like the fruit industry in Shepparton sort of suffering, because it does have an impact on lots of people. So I think we've got to make sure that we maintain a lot of the industries that we have. I'm particularly concerned, I suppose, about the fruit growers in the Golden Valley in terms of what they're going through when you think they have beautiful produce and it can't be sold here because of the cost. And so some of those things like the monopolies of Woolworths and Safeway and Coles, and I think that has an impact. It'd be good to actually get, I guess, the politicians speaking in a language that people can understand coming up to the election. I suppose it's trying to sort of simplify the language they use, but still sort of getting across the message that we do need to have growth and GDP. I mean, people are happy about low interest rates, but that means we're not growing as fast as we should be as a country either. So it's probably trying to get a message across, but in a simplified language.
Give pensioners more money, right, more benefits, and free holidays, free beer, free food. That'd about do me. I sound like just like a politician, don't I? Looking after myself.